We praise you. Amen. Oh, on the day of your resurrection, we can get together. We can enjoy you. We can enjoy your word. Lord, we pray that your victorious blood will cleanse us and cover us. Amen. And together we bind your enemy, bind all his distractions. Lord, we just look to you. Lord, we pray that once again, you will touch us and that your word will touch us. So we just open our whole being to you so that we want to turn our heart to you so that all the veil will be taken away. So we just want to see you. We praise you, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will strengthen each and every one of us. Lord, we praise you. In your name we pray. Amen. Sorry, it seems that I probably talk too much, so I don't think my voice is... I hope you can hear my voice, okay? And as you know, start from today, we will have a new beginning, that is, we'll start from Genesis chapter 1. You know, the book of Genesis, the first chapter is somewhat very often it becomes some argument among many different persons. Right. And if I remember clearly that either 8 years ago or 10 years ago, then some of the congressmen, and they tried to bring in a resolution concerning Genesis chapter 1. It's because that these congressmen, all of them were Christians, they felt that for many years, in the United States, all the schools teach the theory of evolution. And so many of these congressmen feel that it's not fair. They thought at the same time the teachers taught the theory of evolution, they should also give them the freedom to speak, to teach the theory of what? Yeah, creation. In other words, this theory of creation is that we human beings did not become human beings because of evolution, but rather God has created us. And but eventually this resolution was not passed. It's because that many people, they especially the scientists, they had many proof that the universe is much longer than what the Bible said. I come back to this point later. But anyway, what happened was that I had met many different unbelievers, especially in 1983. When Brother Lee started the Chinese speaking work. So we were sent to different places. I went to Florida and also Mississippi, different places. And then I discovered one thing, all related to chapter one. It seems to me that most of the Chinese speaking people, they said the Genesis chapter 1, of course, they think when they want to teach the theory of creation, That means that usually they just try to use Genesis chapter 1, because they all believe this chapter is the record of God's creation. And I discovered that most of the Chinese speaking saints, they believe or they thought Genesis chapter 1 teaches us that God created man and God created everything in 6 days. And then when I met many English speaking unbelievers, and they then usually did not talk about the 6 days, but they said, or they thought the Bible, the book of Genesis, told us that the human history is 6,000 years old. And then, again, there's many scientists, they found many proofs that the universe and also the history of human beings much longer than 6,000 years. Then eventually I discovered maybe this is because they use different version of the Bible. And you know, in the past, the Chinese speaking Christians, the popular version is the Yunnan version. And in Yunnan version, it talks about 6 days. But then the English speaking saints, usually they use King James version. And in King James version, talks about 6,000 years. So regardless which version, and everybody agree that the scientist has enough proof that Genesis chapter 1 is not scientific. This is what the conclusion they made, and therefore this resolution was not passed. And then in many years ago, in 1954, the Brother Lee started to speak on the life study. Before 1954 October, and Brother Lee did not talk about the life study, and started from 1954 October, he started to told us or teach us that the Bible is the book, has so many things in this Bible. For instance, in the Bible you have history, and you have the teaching of morality, and you even have science here. For instance, in the past, they have the many. Usually, people think the Earth is flat, and it's not wrong. But yet, in Isaiah, it already told us that the Earth is wrong, like a ball. He's in the book of Isaiah, it says Jehovah God sits above this earth and is like a ball, wrong. And then most of the popes did not believe this. You know, maybe I have to say a little bit clearer. That is when I was not from a Christian background. And so by the Lord's mercy that I turned to the Lord. And then when we went to Taiwan from China mainland, my mother also feel vanity of vanity, all things are vanity. And therefore, so he followed me to go to the church. At that time, we did not know what church, and we did not have any Christian background. And so one morning, one Lord's Day morning, my mother brought me And at that time, Taiwan did not have taxi. They have this kind of tricycle, and they pedicab. They call it pedicab, and a tricycle with a love seat. And so my mother just called this this driver, just said to him, "Take us to the church," because we don't know what church. But that time, the church in Taipei was very strong in gospel preaching. They continuously had this gospel march on the street. They wear the these I don't know how to describe it. They wear all this what?
Gospel robes.
Gospel rope, and with all these words, God so loved the world, and so. You need Jesus. And so they have all these, they wear this kind of robe and march on the street and preach. Sometimes they preach gospel on the street or in a park. And so everybody knows this place is the church. So this driver spontaneously brought us in the first, you know, in the church in Taipei. They have many meeting halls, and so the driver brought us to hall number one, and so we went there, and happened to be that morning Brother Lee was the one who was speaking, and I still remember his message, and he was talking about man has three parts, and you all know these three circles. And that's how we came to the Lord's recovery. But then, unfortunately, after a period of time, and so my mother had to take care of some business in Hong Kong, so she went to Hong Kong. And while she was in Hong Kong, she met one of her high school teacher. But that high school teacher was a Catholic nun. So this Catholic nun brought my mother to what? No, she brought my mother to the Catholic church because she was a nun. So she brought my mother to the Catholic church, and then so for a long time, and my mother was in the Catholic meeting until when, because the Catholic, among the Catholic people, they allow people to smoke. Because in the Bible, there's not such a verse, "Thou shalt not smoke." And therefore, they all smoke. And my mother also smoked. Then eventually, she did not get lung cancer, but she got this kind of sickness. It's called what? Called emphysema. Okay, emphysema means her lung lost the function to breathe, and so my mother really suffered a lot. But thank the Lord, while my mother was in the hospital, two of elderly sisters went to visit her and pray with her. So then I rushed back to Taipei from New York. And so when my mother saw me, and she was very happy. But actually, I know that the real reason she was happy is because these two elderly sisters prayed with her and really brought her to the Lord. And so my mother was so happy and said to me, she will come back to the Lord's recovery. Now, why I want to say all these things? It's because of this, and I got the book. This book is a record of all the popes. By now, it's about 280 some popes. And why I want to say this is because that I just remember vaguely now. One of the popes want to kill a person because that person said the earth is round, it's not flat. And then that pope said he preached heresy. So this pope wanted to kill him and also burn him to death. And it's that, that's how people, that time, all the time, they have many things. It is not scientific. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, whatever, many times the science is not accurate. If the science say this, and it's against the Bible, that means eventually you will discover the science was wrong. The Bible was is correct. And so just to take this matter of whether the earth is round or is flat, and just like the Pope believed that the earth is flat, and so the argument was, is the water or is the sea flat or round? Cannot be round, right? But anyway, so when their science against the Bible, and then always prove the Bible is correct and the science or the scientific concept was wrong. And that this was when Isaiah say this, that was 700 years before the Lord's first coming. But then not only this, I use another example. That is the in 200 years ago, those scientists, their concept about the universe is like the concept about God. In other words, their concept was the whole universe was existed from the eternity past to the eternity future. It would never change. And then especially that time the Russian people, that's the communist country, they atheists, they don't believe there's a God. And so they also promote this kind of concept that the whole universe was here, exist, and from the eternity past to eternity future. But then, at the beginning of the 20th century, and because now we have very accurate, much more accurate telescope, so then many scientists start to discover that in this universe, it seems that all the stars fly away from each other. That's why it started to have the Big Bang Theory. And when the Big Bang Theory is discovered, then in Soviet Union, in Russia, they forbid the scientists mentioning this Big Bang Theory, because they said, according to their concept, that there's no beginning, because they don't believe in the Bible. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created. Amen. So that means that because God created this universe, therefore this universe has a beginning. Amen. So that's why when United States or the other countries, we all know the Big Bang Theory, but in Russia, they waited for many, many years. Then eventually they could not deny the fact, therefore then they had to accept. So in other words, what I want to say is that whatever is against the Bible, always prove the Bible is correct, and all the other theory, even seemingly the scientific theory, is still not correct. Always the Bible is correct. Okay, now I come back to 1954, In October, Brother Lee started to talk in the Bible. You have so many things. You have history, you have science, or you have the teaching of morality. You have all these things. But the Bible is not a book of these things. The Bible is not a book of history. The Bible is not a book concerning science. The Bible is not a book that for anything else. The Bible is the book of life. And this is the first time Brother Lee used the life study. So since that time on, he spent 5 months to cover the whole Bible from Genesis 1 all the way to Revelation chapter 22. So in these 5 months, he talked about the whole Bible all from the view of the life. So that is the first time we have the life study conference, and this bring us to life. And I think I mentioned this before, and that also Brother Lee also told us that why in the New Testament God did not use Chinese to write the New Testament, or God also did not use English or Spanish or all these languages to write the New Testament, but rather God chose the Greek language to write the New Testament book. And in all the other languages, like in Chinese, life is just this one word, semín. In Spanish, it's vida. And in English, life. Always only one word concerning this matter of life. And among all the languages, Greek is the only language has 3 words to describe life. The first word is bios. Bios means that refers to our physical life. We all have a physical body, and this physical body has many different parts, and have many things make us living. But our body not only has all these different kind of members, and it also has a life. Without this life, you can have a heart, you can have lung and whatever. Without life, all the other parts doesn't mean anything. So there is a life concerning our body, physical body. And so this is word bias. And this word biology is derived from this word bias. But then the second word is psyche. Psyche refers to our soul life. And in other words, it's not the physical, but it is, even though it's not physical, but it is really exists. We have the invisible part that is concerning our soul. We all have emotions, we have thought, we have brain to think, and we also have to make decision, we have a will. And so these are not the physical things, but it really exists. Why I want to say this? Because there were people who say only those who have the physical, you can see, you can touch, that is real. And all the other things you cannot see, you cannot touch, then that is not real. Therefore, very often, and when we talk to the gospel friend, and then they will say, okay, show me God. If I can see him, I can I touch him, and that's real. If I cannot see him, then he's not real. But that is a very foolish statement, because in the universe, there are many, many things we cannot see, but it does exist. And so this is Suki, referred to the life of our soul. And then, so when we... I very often use this example. For instance, just take our tear. Our tear is what? It's just water with some salt in it. But you cannot say that the tear has no meaning. There are many times a person shared the tears coming down. It's because he's very sad, so then he cried, so then the tear came down. And also on the other extreme, many people they cry, it's because they're too happy. When they're happy, they also will shed their tears. And another possibility is maybe you are cutting the onions. Then also you will have the tears. Scientifically talking, that it's all the same. All the salt water. But concerning the meaning, completely different. Therefore, you can see that all of us, we have this psychological part. And so we have mind, emotion, and will. And so this is the invisible part, but it's very real. And and actually, this is the life of we human beings. So in the Bible, the word soul and the word person can be used interchangeably. Yeah. So this word psychology comes from this word soul, psyche. Okay, and the third word, only in Greek language, had this word. That is the life of God. And so that's why when we read the New Testament, and what kind of life, very clear, either is bias, that's referred to our physical body, or psyche, that refer to our soul, and also Zoe. Zoe is the divine life. That's only in Greek word had this. So here, for instance, in John, Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verse 10, the Lord said, at that time the Lord used the sheep to represent us. We are the Lord's sheep, and the Lord is our good shepherd. And so the Lord said this in John chapter 10, verse 10. He said, I come that they might have life. That they refers to the sheep, refers to us. So the Lord said, he come that we will receive the Zoe life. That means we will receive God's life. And so not only he said, you will have life. He also said, you will have life abundantly. In other words, God, not only our Lord, not only wants to give the divine life to us, he also wants to give us the divine life abundantly. But then in verse 11, he said, he is the good shepherd. And he said, the good shepherd and gave up his life. But that life is not Suki. That life is not Zoe. It's not Bias. That life was Suki. That means our Lord gave us his own life. That means he gave his human life. He died for us to save us. And so you can see all these things very clearly. And so that's why we have to really pay much more attention to what? To this divine life. This is the life our God wants to give to us. And the Lord wants to give us this life abundantly. So we should cooperate with the Lord, turn our heart to the Lord.
Okay.
Now I come back to this Genesis chapter 1. Now, so when Brother Lee talked about Genesis chapter 1, and then the first thing he said, of course, in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. We all know. But then right away, Brother Lee told us, Genesis chapter 1 is not the chapter talking about God's creation. The whole chapter, only chapter 1, verse 1, talks about God's creation. So, because that first verse says what? I think you all can recite, right? In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. Only this one verse has something to do with God's creation. In other words, God tells us that He is the one who created heavens and also earth. Started from verse 2, it no longer has anything to do with God's creation. Why? But Lee had this boldness to say, all the other theologians or preachers all think that the whole chapter is talking about the Lord's creation. But Bali said very clearly, no, this chapter is not a chapter concerning the God's creation. Rather, this chapter, Genesis chapter 1, starts from the second verse until towards the end. This is a chapter revealed to us or teach us the principle of the growth in life. Now, how do you want to? On one hand, the Lord wants us to have His divine life and have it abundantly. But on the other hand, how can we receive this divine life? How can we grow in this divine life? And that the principle of the how to grow in life is mentioned in chapter 1. Chapter 1, again, is not the record of creation of the universe or human being. It's a principle of the growth of life. So that's why chapter 1 is a very important chapter. So then, again, how could Brother Lee have this boldness to say this? But then, he taught us that if we want to understand certain verses or certain words, we always need to know that word or that sentence in view of the whole Bible. We cannot just take one verse or one sentence and thinking that is, or thinking you know what is God speaking. No, God speaking is very complete. And so we all need to use, it's not my saying, I have heard many famous God's servants say this. If we want to understand certain verses and certain words, we have to explain this. We need to see this in view of the whole Bible. So here, that's why this morning we give you the book of Job. Okay? So if you have Bible, can you turn to Job chapter 38? Okay. So here in Job chapter, you know, Job is a very old person. About the same time of Abraham. And if you read the book Job, and you know that he was a very upright person. He's very, he always did good things. And he always praised God. And so he was, you can say that he was the typical top gentleman. And so, but then, of course, in the beginning, God, even hourly speaking, it seems that the Lord really blessed him. He had 10, if I remember correctly, he had 10 children. And also not only that, he also had many sheep and all this oxen. He is very rich. And so everything is very good. But then, one day, he seems like he start to suffer many things. Some of his cattle was taken by other people, and also his children died, and also many suffering start. And so when he, at the time when he was in this suffering, and then at that time, so he had three friends try to help him. But these three friends were not like the three friends of Daniel. Daniel has three friends, very good friends, because those three friends strengthened Daniel. They all follow the Lord together. They all pray or obey the Lord together. So Daniel has three good friends. But with Job, his three friends is not that good, because these three friends, they try to find other reason why the Job will have all this suffering. So they started to say, you must have some hidden sin. And he said, no, I did nothing. Even in the suffering, he still did not curse the Lord. And he still believed the Lord. And so then they argued back and forth. And eventually, God himself came. And when God came, he rebuked those three friends. You foolish, you do not know what they are talking about. But because what is all the meaning of these things? Why God allows so many sufferings come to Job? Later, the Lord spoke clearly that he does not want to have many good men, but rather he wants to have many bad men. And so, yes, Job was a good person, but that cannot satisfy God. But rather, God wants to have many God men.
Amen.
The man has God's life in them. So this is the picture. So then, so at the time after God rebuked the other three friends, then God talked to Job. He started to talk to Job. So here in Job chapter 38, let's read from verse 4 to verse 7. If you have the Bible, let's read these few verses, okay? Start from verse 4. Where were you when I was sitting up here? Standing. Who said something? If you know or sense I over it, unto what would say or works? No.
When
when the morning stars sing together, it sounds for joy. So these few, from verse 4 to verse 7, this was God speaking to Job. And so you think you are so righteous, and you are so capable, and this and that, and then. But do you know when God laid the foundation of the earth? Now, where were you? So do you know how to, what happened? Of course, Job did not know. And then also God said, who set it measurements if you know? Then, or who stretched the measurement line over it, and unto what were its bases sank, or who laid its cornerstone? Of course, Job could not answer any of these words. But the next verse, the verse 7, is an important verse. If you have, let's read that verse together, okay? When the morning stars sing together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Now, this verse is very clear. At the time when God created the earth, and he said, when the morning stars sing together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Now, this verse means what? You can see that by what you have here in Job chapter 38. You can see that God did not create the earth the same time he created the heavens. And also, at the time when God was creating the earth, the heaven was there long time ago. Many. How do we know? Because the Bible tells us so, that at the time when God is creating the earth, that you already have so many stars. That stars is plural number, it's not singular number. It's not only the sun, it's many, many stars. Not only many stars. And it also said, when the morning stars sing together. Now you say that no, the stars, how can stars sing? Yeah, now if you know, then all the stars, including sun, maybe we don't like their melody, but they always will send whatever you say, X-ray out. And so you can take that as singing. So you always, every star, including our sun, all the time they have these rays sending out. So God took that as music. Amen. Why? Because the whole environment is very good, very friendly, and very peaceful. And so it's very good. And not only that, that time even there are other living things. Yeah. God, they said in verse 7, he said that not only stars sang together, and also all the sons of God shouted for joy. So at that time, already God created other living things. But of course, they are also God's sons. That means these living things in other books in the Old Testament, like the, often they called about these living creatures, and like four living creatures, and so these living creatures and also serve the Lord, even though they are not like us, because they were not created according to God's image. We were created in God's image. Later, next week, we'll talk about this. But then, here, just even they have living things. And here it says that it says that the Son of God shout for joy. So this is what kind of atmosphere, what kind of environment it is. It's very happy. Now let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Okay, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. Let's read that verse together. But the earth became waste and emptiness and darkness as on the surface of the deep. So spirits upon Susi, upon the surface. So here, the situation described here is not very happy, right? It says that the earth became waste. Waste is not a good word, right? And then emptiness. So then darkness was on the surface of the deep. And this deep refers to the deep water. That means the death. So you can see that that's why Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 is not a description of how God created the earth. This we would actually, this verse 2 is the description of our condition before we receive God's life. When we don't have God's life, then our condition will be like what? We begin, everything is a waste and empty, and so you have darkness and also all these terrible things. The worst thing is death. That death, not just the physical death, that death especially is related to our spirit, is dead. And so this starts from verse 2. This is what we will cover next week. And so not only this, not only here, you can see that in the book of Job, it's very clear that what Job said, or what the Lord said in Job, definitely is not the same thing here it definitely is not the same condition, it's not the same situation like what is described in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. Now, so not only you have this the book of Job chapter 38, all these things, and also in Isaiah. If you have the Bible, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 45. So go to Isaiah chapter 45. Okay. I'm getting old, okay. So, yeah. Here in Isaiah chapter 45, it says, and verse 18. Let's read Isaiah chapter 45. And
for thus says Jehovah, who created the heavens, he is God who formed the earth and made it, he established it, he did not create it waste, but he formed it to be inhabited. I am Jehovah, and there is no one else.
So you see that this verse is a very important verse, and this verse really carries very much weight. And so here in this Isaiah chapter 45, and it says that it said in Jehovah or the seed of Israel, no, it's 45 verse 20. No, 18. Yeah, verse 18. So here, verse 18, it says very clear. clearly that for thus says Jehovah, who created the heavens, and that he is the God who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it waste. Okay? You cannot be clearer, right?
That's right.
So here, the Lord in Isaiah, he specifically said that he did not create it waste, but he formed it to be inhabited, and I am Jehovah, and there is no one else. So based on these verses, you can see very clearly that in Genesis chapter 1, that verse start from verse 2, it's no longer talking about God's creation. And so it is the, again, it is the whole chapter is concerning how we could grow in life, the principle of the growing in life. And so I will stop here. And I, today, I'm only trying to give you a little bit taste.
Yeah.
Hopefully that you will all come next Lord's Day. Then we will cover the chapter 1. Then we can see how we can grow in life. Okay? I hope I'll see you next Lord's Day. But anyway, I stop here. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
We have important announcements, so please listen. Concerning the conference in Philadelphia, as we have mentioned in the past, there is a parking spot where you can park at a cheaper price than in the hotel. Now, the parking permits for the Memorial Day conference are available.